こんにちは。 Hello, I'm Akari. I'm online Japanese teacher on iTalki and Airbnb experience host in Kyoto. Today, I'd like to talk about this Makanai, the first episode of this Netflix drama. I'm very excited to talk about this drama because I've been doing Maiko tour and Gion tour in Kyoto, but many guests said I watched Memory of Geisha before I come to Japan. But I feel every time they say that, I feel like, no, it's not authentic. Because Memory of Geisha is a Hollywood movie, but director is not Japanese, and actor is not Japanese. I mean, there are some Japanese, but the main actress, Chan Tsui-yi, is I like Chan Tsui-yi, by the way, but she's Chinese, and everyone is speaking English. And it's not authentic at all. And also, that movie based on the book, but the book author was sued by ex-geiko, geisha-san. So, because she said it's not truth. So she sued the author. So every time I hear people said, I watched Memory of Geisha, I feel like, no, it's not authentic. But now I'm super happy because the new Netflix drama come out, The Makanai, Cooking for the Maiko House. I watched episode 1 and I feel it's very authentic. It's shoot in Kyoto and the actress are Japanese people, director are Japanese, and everything very authentic. And actually the other day I posted about my feeling, how I'm excited and why I was complaining before. Many people react on my Facebook or Instagram or LinkedIn, and I didn't expect that reaction, but I realized the Netflix drama broadcast all over the world. Actually, it's a little different topic, but I used to live in Canada, and when I was in Canada between 2013 to 15, there was a movie called Jiro Dreams of Sushi, and many people said, I want to go and eat Jiro sushi someday in Japan. And at that time, there's no Netflix Japan, so there are only a few movies on Netflix Canada, and some of my friends watched and they said, someday I go to Japan, I go to your country and go to Jiro Sushi. But actually, 2015, September, I guess, Netflix Japan starts. So after that, Netflix Japan create original drama so that even you are in America, Europe, Canada, wherever you are, you can see more authentic Japanese movies or dramas, which is, I'm very happy. So today I want to explain a little bit about Makanai, and maybe you have heard geisha, but geisha is, we call geisha in Tokyo or other places. In Kyoto we say geiko and maiko. I want to start explaining about difference between maiko and geiko. So this picture is maiko-san. Maiko is usually after they graduate junior high school, they come to Kyoto and they lived in a dormitory with other girls and dorm mother. And their age is between 16 to about 20. So they are teenager, and they have very cute accessories, and they wear very long belt. It's over 5 meters long. It's over 6 kilograms. So it's very heavy. So you need a help with a man, gentleman. That's why at the Makanai, on the Makanai movie, you can see two men, two gentlemen comes and help them wear. And geisha-san, geiko in Kyoto, geisha in Tokyo, but geiko in Kyoto, they're over 20. And they don't need to live with other girls because they're already skilled and they have over five years more experiences. So they live independently and they got job independently. So their accessory is more simple because, you know, they can attract people, not from accessories, but from their behaviors. So in this Makanai story, Kyo and Sumire, two girls, comes to Kyoto from Aomori. You might wonder where is Aomori, so I'll show you the map. But this is a map of Japan. Actually, Okinawa is very south, but yeah, you cannot show in this map, so here. But Aomori is here. And Kyoto is here. So Kyo and Sumire, they took a night bus, and they comes to Aomori to Kyoto. The Aomori around here is about same latitudes as New York. So winter they have lots of snow. You can see lots of snow in the drama. And Kyo's grandma said Kyoto's winter must be cold. Actually, it's cold. I live in Kyoto. Actually, latitude is not that bad, but I mean, I shouldn't say bad. Latitude is not that high, but Kyoto, we have kind of water underground. So, winter. The water underground became cold, like a refrigerator. So we feel very cold. We don't have much snow, but we feel very cold. And in opposite, on the other side, I mean, summertime, the water warm up, so from the ground. So summertime is super hot and humid. Okay, so they come from Aomori to Kyoto. And then they start living in a dormitory. And you might hear that Otanomoshimasu. I don't know, I'm pronouncing correctly because I'm not from Kyoto. I'm from this great Kyushu island. So I cannot pronounce Kyoto dialect. But the two girls have to learn Kyoto dialect. So they are learning like Otanomoshimasu, and they start living with other ladies and also the dorm mothers. And around 8:30, they show the photos. So Kyo and Sumire, two girls, and one geiko's photo was appeared. I guess they come to Kyoto when they are junior high school student for a school trip. Usually for school trip, you go to other prefectures. But probably two girls come to Kyoto for school trip and they saw geiko and they feel like, I want to be like that. That's why they decided to come to Kyoto and be a maiko-san. And then 3 months later, they're changing some furnitures. They're changing furniture to a summer version so that wind goes easily and you feel more cooler. So they change some doors, slides, things like that. And when they're changing the doors, slides, two gentlemen show up One is Takeshi and other one is Hiroshi. Hiroshi, it seems he's Takeshi's son. And they're actually called Otokoshi-san and they take care of the Maiko-san, Geiko-san's lifestyle. Later, we can see they're helping Maiko-san, Geiko-san wearing the kimono. Because kimono and belt is super heavy, so they cannot wear by themselves. They need help with these gentlemen. And then the scene changed and two girls learning flower arrangement or small drums, some musical instruments, and dancing. So daytime, Maiko-san goes to special schools and they learn these kind of things, like Japanese traditional flower arrangement, musical instruments, dancing behaviors, some tea ceremony, something like that. And then when they're cleaning outside, they're talking about Kyoto's vegetable. Actually, Kyoto have a special vegetables, so they're talking about that. And two gentlemen, Takeshi, Hiroshi, ride on the bicycle and come. Actually, the reason why they rushed is these two gentlemen have to help Maiko-san's, Geiko-san's wearing kimono, but not only one dormitory, they have to visit 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, lots of places. So only about 10 minutes they put kimono and they tied belt and they go to next one. That's why they're in the rush. And also that's why Takeshi have lots of keys, so he visit lots of residence or dormitories, and then he helps Maiko-san, Geiko-san wear kimono. And then other lady show up. Actually, Geiko-san show up. Geiko-san is after 20, they can be freelancer. And Geiko-san can wear wig, so you can tell the difference from the appearance. And when Geiko-san goes to banquet, some tourists ask, "Can I take a photo of you?" And she said, "Okay." But usually this can be some issue sometimes, especially when cherry blossom seasons or autumn season, when lots of people comes, we cannot stop Maiko-san, Geiko-san on the street because they're basically walking towards the banquet, the place they work. And also just after they come out from the dormitory or the residence, the fee that the guests they will meet soon is paying for that time too. That's why we cannot stop them. Usually we shouldn't stop them and we can just admire from a distance, like or we can take photo from far away. Yes. And then a scene changed and the bar scene comes. You can see some middle-aged gentlemen. And actually, I want to comment something here because when I first come to Kyoto, I'm really surprised that, for example, 2 p.m., 3 p.m., usually like gentlemen in their 40s, 50s, they're businessmen and they wear suits and they're working at the office. But in Kyoto, I saw lots of gentlemen around in their 40s, 50s, but they're just drinking coffee, reading newspaper, and lots of them like that. So I'm really surprised what's happening. But now I know. So in Kyoto, we have lots of shops and businesses. So there are lots of business owners or business owners' family. So for example, one gentleman who is wearing kimono, he's actually, he said he's a seventh generation of kimono business. So basically he don't need to work so hard because he don't have boss. He's a CEO. He's a business owner. So I don't know what to say. So that kind of person who can handle money by themselves can spend money in that kind of restaurant, or they can meet Maiko-san, Geiko-san. But of course, tourists can meet Maiko-san, Geiko-san too. I will inform you later, but I have Maiko-san tour too. And then after this, Kiyo went to Sachiko's house. Sachiko actually, she is a makanai-san. Makanai-san who cooked for other girls. And Sachiko-san got a bad back issue. So Kiyo visited her house and brought mame mochi. And what she brought was, mame mochi is actually this one, very famous sweets in Kyoto, and local people love it and tourists also love it. Inside is the sweet beans. And Sachiko said it's nice to make a normal food because some girls, one girl come from Nagasaki. Tsuru-san comes from Nagasaki here. And Kiku comes from Sendai. Sendai is in Miyagi here. And Koto is from Gunma here. And Kiyo and Sumire comes from Aomori. So these girls, Maiko-sans or Shikomi-sans assistant, they comes from all over the Japan. That's why Sachiko said, I should make the normal food, the normal taste that everyone can enjoy. And also, I want to explain a little bit about local food. Dance teacher, she ordered udon, and she said she want to use hararyokaku no kona sansho, very typical spices in a typical shops. And this shop is also a very historical shop. The business starts from 1703, and since then they're doing businesses and they are selling papers. So if you have chance to come to Kyoto, you can check this hararyokaku. Yes. And other information I can provide is, just a moment, sorry. So this is a map of Kyoto City, central Kyoto City, and there are five flower town. Flower town is where Maiko-san, Geiko-san lives. And around here, they're living, working around these areas. And Maiko-san, Geiko-san's history started from like 300 years ago, because here, this is a sign of shrine, Yasaka Shrine, and people, like 300 years before, people started pilgrimage to Yasaka Shrine. And when people come to the shrine, they want to take a rest. And at first, server just serving tea, but they gradually start to wear beautiful kimono. And then they start dancing and singing, not only serving tea. That's the start. That's why this town located near this Yasaka Shrine. And at the end, I want to advertise something. This is my Airbnb experience. First one is this one. Maiko-san tour, I called. This one is actually you can see Maiko-san, and you can Maiko-san dance only for you, for your group, and you can take photo with Maiko-san, and you can ask questions, and you can play fan toasting games together with Maiko-san. And other tour Airbnb experience I have is this Gion tour. This one I cannot guarantee you will see Maiko-san on the street, but I can show you where they live, where their school is, and then later we can go to my favorite bar. And third one is, this one is a daytime tour. So again, I cannot guarantee you will see Maiko-san or Geiko-san on the street, but I can show you where they live, where is their school in daytime. And addition to these three, if you have chance to come to Kyoto, please take. But recently, I'm making online tour, online Airbnb experience that I explain more about Maiko-san, Geiko-san. So if you're interested in, I'll put the link here in the below. So please check them out. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that you watch this YouTube video. I hope to see you in Kyoto. If not, I hope to see you online. Thank you.